the Red Cross has experienced blood donations that are about 10% below our expectations. That results in about 50,000 fewer blood donations being given over the last month or so. So the Red Cross is issuing an emergency call for people to give blood now. The types that are needed most are the negative types, O negative being the universal blood type, and also A negative and B negative. And if you don't know your blood type, giving blood is an easy way to find out what your blood type is.
Is there any idea why donations have fallen short of what was expected?
It's typical that blood donations decline during the summer for a number of reasons. People are generally more busy during the summer. School is out of session, and generally about 20% of blood donations come from high schools and colleges. But in addition to fewer people donating, we've also seen a number of major traumas recently over the July 4th week where patients used large amounts of blood. Just three trauma patients last week used more than 200 blood products, so it's used very quickly. You know, one trauma patient could end up using 20 pints of blood or 50 pints of blood just within the first few hours of treatment. So the challenge is making sure we have enough available for those traumas that we do tend to see during the summertime.
And about how many donors per day does the Red Cross need to adequately meet supplies?
Locally across Central Ohio, we provide blood for 41 hospitals. That average daily usage is about 800 pints of blood across those hospitals. That's pretty significant, and in particular, if you're looking at Central Ohio as compared to other areas of the country, we do have a level one trauma center here. We have several cancer hospitals that use large amounts of blood. So blood usage in the Central Ohio area generally is a little greater than maybe other communities that don't have the type of medical facilities available. It generally works out to be that about every 2 seconds someone in America receives a blood transfusion. Generally, only about 3% of the population has ever donated blood. So there's a lot of people out there that have never donated at all, and many people are afraid. So I would just say there's nothing to be afraid of with donating blood. It's quick, it's easy, and you help save patients' lives.